is going into the vortex and taking another run at it, you see.
Thank you for clarifying that. So I have a dog, or I'm in a co-creative relationship with a dog. Yes, because I do believe that he is really co-creating us being together. I mean, so I have a couple really quick questions. When I found him, he had this little tragic story. So about, you know, being at death's door and sick and blah, blah, blah. So,
and at that time of your rendezvous, what was your story? Were you a rescuer?
Yes. Ah, so that's why. Yes. Yes, I was a rescuer. And
what's your story now? Are you still a rescuer?
I'm working to not be a rescuer.
But we think it's a good thing to consider in light of what you're about to say.
Oh. You think it's a good thing to say. Ah, I see what you're saying. Oh, gosh, you're phenomenal. So yes, I would like everybody to have their own situation. And if I could be in my vortex and have them come towards me, that would be great.
So it's a pretty simple process, isn't it? In other words, just hold your dog as your object of attention while you're inside the vortex.
Right.
Easy enough.
So my question is, do animals hold on to the past traumas?
Much less than humans, but the beasts of your planet are much less resistant than humans.
Right.
But they're also much less sorting through the contrast and much less sending rockets of desires. So here's even a better way of saying it. Because they don't explore contrast with the specificness that humans do, therefore they don't launch rockets of expansion as specifically and predominantly as humans do, then they don't have as much gap, so they are in a place of more alignment.
Right.
So it's interesting. There are some religious philosophies that are trying to get you to stop wanting for the same thing. In other words, since controlling the gap seems to be so uncontrollable, then let's try to control it by keeping the desire down. And the beasts of your planet have that benefit. They're much more allowing, but they're much less creative. The animals who have been domesticated begin to act more like you do.
And how much influence do we have over them? Like, how much do my emotions or my fears or whatever, how much do they affect his?
Well, you know the friend that we were visiting with just a little bit ago who we were talking, and she's an energy healer.
Yes, yes.
And we were saying to her that when she has someone that she's working with and they're in a lower vibration than she is, that she can have the experience of her vibration being pulled down mm-hmm. rather than there. And so you can think in terms of your dog as being like an energy worker. Literally, in other words. And so, and most of them stay in a better place. In other words, your dogs don't hold grudges and they don't worry about things. But it is possible that they can be mistreated enough that they begin to offer those vibrational patternings. But so we think that what we've come round to here is a very important thing, and that is most of the animals of your planet will stay tuned in, tapped in, turned on, no matter what. But even those blessed beings who are highly allowing in nature, their vibration can be affected by what's going on around them. Everyone. It's not an easy thing to observe and not have your vibration affected by it, you see. But then, this is where you come in, and this is what the heart of your question is.
Right.
So you heard us say that one who is tuned in, tapped in, turned on, one who's in the vortex is more powerful than millions who are not. That's what charisma and leadership is. That's what attraction is. So you could be the one who gets in the vortex, who holds this animal as your object of attention from inside the vortex, and your knowing of the well